Slower, lower, and weaker. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The world is puzzling over how such a thing could happen. Four women's badminton duos, including China's world champion pair, disqualified for intentionally losing. And NBC was showing slow motion shots of shots that were already in slow motion. It was like watching a four-way stop, and the crowd booed. Oh, they didn't like it. And to make it even worse, they're not going to get their money back. But this is not unusual. Badminton teams have done this before, because the way the badminton brackets are set up, good teams which are already guaranteed a place in the finals can draw a weaker opponent if they lose in the preliminaries. Now you may ask, why would anyone design a tournament that way? Because they were relying on the Olympic spirit. They assumed that in the spirit of faster, higher, stronger, athletes would go all out no matter what. But out here in the real world, we know it's all about the incentives, right? What do I have to do to win? And when the incentives are wrong, as they clearly are in this particular bracket system, I thought the BBC put it pretty well.
Thing is, as well, once you start to try to lose, and it's obvious that the other side of the net, they're trying to lose as well, it's a sort of self-fulfilling prophecy. Your badminton gets worse and worse and worse to try and be worse than the people who are trying to be worse.
It's a race to the bottom. And I heard that and I realized, this country's been stuck in a bad badminton game, with all the top players standing around trying to decide if it's worth competing. And we want to blame the players when, in fact, we're just trapped in a crazy system. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.